We're very proud that our parish community has a Healing Hearts Bereavement Ministry, and it's starting up again soon. And we've done this now for about 7 years or more, and it meets 3 times a year, and it's an 8-week session. And the persons who come are not necessarily from the parish, many of them are not. They're not necessarily Catholic, they're all Christian, but they find a tremendous amount of strength in this experience as they gather around the table in our dining room, and they're meeting other people who've had this experience of death. They find something in common with each other, and they bring their grief. No one minimizes that grief. We celebrate their loved ones, and we acknowledge the fact that they're in pain because they're missing their loved ones. Some people come immediately after the death. Some people come 5 years after the death because they're still grieving. And they leave here after 8 weeks with such a sense of joy that they found someone who understands them. We have 5 persons on the team, all who have experienced death within their own families. And one particular individual had a mother and a father and a husband die in a very, very brief period of time. So those who come to that, we're not minimizing their grief. We're just helping them to realize that there are other people out there who want to be with them on their journey. So that Healing Hearts Bereavement Ministry is a real blessing for those who come. And there's a lot of laughter, too. I mean, if I'm here in the office and I'm doing something, I hear them laughing out there. Because after a while, you know, you all this burden that you're carrying gets lifted up, and so you're able to breathe again and allow something to happen. And it's not that anyone's, again, they're not making fun of anybody. It's just that laughter happens naturally, you know.
Yeah.
The program concludes by them bringing in pictures of their loved ones, and then they talk about them so that people see who they are. And then they're invited to our special celebration in the first Saturday of November when we gather to remember those who have died in the parish community. But then we invite them too because they come become a part of us. And they have loved that Mass, absolutely loved that Mass. And I have seen so many people who are beyond the program now, but I see them in different parishes because they're not all from here. So grateful that they had that opportunity, because it just heals their soul as they, you know, miss their loved ones.